Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we look closely into the eyes of God.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven? His eyes on
Our Heavenly Father, your eye is on the sparrow. And I know you're watching over us, each and every one of us. Red and yellow, black and white, we're all precious in your sight. In your eyes, there are no losers. You see us when we fall. You see us when we stand. You see us when we are weak. And you absolutely love to come alongside of us and give us strength. Father, you love us as your own children, your creation. God, will you please bless us with your peace? Peace in knowing that nothing happens in our lives that you do not see. You care for us more than we will know until that day when we see you face to face. Comfort us, dear Lord, with the knowledge that your eyes are on us even as a father watches every step of their little child. Thank you, God, for this time of worship as we look into your eyes. Amen.
Over me. My In shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes on the mount, where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children alone. Some through the water, some fire,
but all through the blood. Some through great sorrow, but God gives a song
in the night season and all the day long.
When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn.
Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire,
but all through the blood.
Thank you.
in the night season, God leads us along.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship as we've been looking into the eyes of God. We appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate this program, then I invite you to send your tax-deductible gift to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. There are several ways you can learn more about this ministry. Our website contains an opportunity for you to subscribe to a weekly email that includes a link to that week's program. That allows you to listen to the program right there on your computer whenever it's convenient to you. You will also find a list of songs on our website for each program. I'm glad that you've joined us today.
Stumble, and even if you fall, He will restore you, and you shall stand tall.
Underneath our everlasting arms. fragile soul was losing ground, sorting through the earthly babble. Heaven heard the sound. This was a no successes, only tries. Yet gazing down on this unlovely one, there was love in heaven's eyes. In heaven's in heaven's eyes, no hopeless cause. Only people like you, with feelings like me, amazed by the grace we can find in heaven's eyes. The homeless traveler in the rain, when life goes by and no one bothers, heaven feels the pain. Looking
this is your call to worship.
He was there when you drew the breath of life. the first time that you cried. And though you couldn't see him, he was very near. And there's something now that he wants you to hear. You will always be a child.
I shall forever lift mine eyes to
Indeed, God sees our needs. He's always looking, always watching. God is watching us. His eyes are on all of His creation. He watches His adopted children, those of the household of faith. We can be comforted by His presence, just knowing, as a popular song says, that His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let's listen how the scriptures describe God's eyes and what influence that should have on us. These words from 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. The eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed toward Him. Ephesians 1, verse 4. Even before God made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. Acts 7. At that time when Moses was born, he was a beautiful child in God's eyes. Proverbs 15, verse 3. The Lord is watching everywhere, keeping His eye on both the evil and the good. Luke chapter 1, verse 6. Zacharias and Elizabeth were righteous in God's eyes, careful to obey all of the Lord's commandments and regulations. Psalm 32, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Psalm 33, verses 17 and 18, don't count on your war horse to give you victory for all its strength. It cannot save you. But the Lord watches over those who fear Him, those who rely on His unfailing love. Psalm 34, turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. Pursue it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. Make note here of the fact that those concepts are repeated in 1 Peter 3, verse 12, stated a little differently. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and His ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns His face against those who do evil. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, then one night the Lord appeared to Solomon, and He said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this temple as the place for making sacrifices. At times I might shut up the heavens so that no rain falls, or command grasshoppers to devour your crops, or send plagues among you. Then if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and restore their land. My eyes will be open and my ears attentive to every prayer made in this place. From Luke chapter 1. While Zechariah was in the sanctuary, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the incense altar. Zechariah was shaken and overwhelmed with fear when he saw him, but the angel said, don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Your wife, Elizabeth, will give you a son, and you are to name his name John. You will have great joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the eyes of the Lord. And later in Luke 24, describing the conversation that took place on the road to Emmaus. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. Then in verse 15, as they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stopped short, sadness written across their faces. Then one of them, Cleopas, replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have happened there the last few days." "What things?" Jesus asked. "The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they said. "He was a great prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all the people." May it be our goal every day to be great in the eyes of the Lord and to take comfort in the fact that his eyes are on us as we walk through this life.
Thank you.
Our call to worship topic this hour has been The Eyes of God. Thank you for listening. We praise God that He's using this program to touch lives. And as this time is a blessing to you, would you please consider a gift to this ministry? Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. It's your continued prayers and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Once again, that address, Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Of course, you can also make a tax-deductible donation safely and securely on the website. Our website address is calltoworship.us. That's calltoworship.us. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page also, and that'll give you a heads up on the topic for next week's program. Thank you again for your support. I look forward to spending some time with you again next week. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope.
Is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty path bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child and pardon from his sin. Oh, yes, he did. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the sky from sky to sky.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Than the highest heavens, deeper than the deepest sea, wider than I can ever imagine, your great love for me. Great love for me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your love is higher than the highest heaven, deeper than the deepest sea. Your love is wider.